Well, Congress will return to Washington next week after a brief recess and will be negotiating on the 2018 Farm Bill. Ag Committee Chairman Mike Conaway said this week he plans to introduce the bill to the full floor sometime the week of May 14th, if he has the votes to pass it. Already, the Heritage Action for America has a group of 14 ultra-conservative groups that are demanding major changes, changes in the commodity program and crop insurance. The Democrats have also opposed the reform of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, but it's unclear if the group will submit a lot of changes. The bill would save about $7.2 billion through the SNAP program, nutrition program, which would be expanded into work requirements or education and would shrink SNAP caseloads 3% per month. Criticisms of the sugar program are evident, the dairy program, and other programs that will help farmers survive. So it looks like the showdown will come the week of March the 14th in the House. The Senate has not started as of yet, but they expect to start up their own plan of the Farm Bill in the very near future. There's even rumors across the belt that if they cannot come up with a negotiated settlement, they'll have to extend it 1 year. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.